This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 23. Experiencing Joy from Philippians 3. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. The Apostle Paul made clear that his greatest joy was found in knowing Jesus. Even more specifically, his rejoicing was in Jesus' death and resurrection, noting participation in His sufferings. Another Bible version refers to this as the fellowship of His sufferings. Paul wanted to know how Jesus had suffered for sin, and how He had then also conquered death. Jesus' death and resurrection go hand in hand. Without the resurrection, the cross wouldn't mean anything. Jesus would be just another of the countless people put to death by the Romans. But in raising Jesus from the dead, God was saying, "I accept His sacrifice." His death was the once-for-all payment for sin. The fact that I've raised Him from the dead is my stamp of approval on His sacrifice. Without the resurrection, we're left with nothing. Paul said it in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14. If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And just a few lines later he adds, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. We are of all people most to be pitied. Keeping Sabbath is about experiencing the joy of Jesus' death and resurrection.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.